This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
8 o'clock hour here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Sharif alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back and sitting down with us for the next 2 hours. NFL draft insider yet to engage in the Bobby Belt music rap battles and member of the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, guys? Happy to be in enemy territory. Oh.
I think it's Dawson. Does Dawson have the biggest beef with us on your show, you think? Or is it
I think it's really all playful. But I mean,
he calls us the poison or poison?
The most toxic show on the station.
Yeah.
But Peyton's really starting to piss me off.
Well, you opened up your damn mouth, Wolchuk. That's what happened.
Oh! I opened up my damn mouth.
He likes to fart in bed.
Gosh, Pepe, come on.
He's got the
You're
drop.
Supposed to be on my side, man.
I was on your side, and then you start taking friendly fire shots over here. We're supposed to be North Texas Mean Green Brethren.
Hello.
And you want to start taking salary shots.
What is up with your family loving Bobby's diss track?
So my family, I told Bobby this, and he mentioned it on Monday when he broke it down. They're just a bunch of cloud chasers. You know, they all just want to get on the radio. They're jealous of, the platform that we have. But I did a big reason why I'm in radio is my dad got me into it. So my dad, you know, I grew up driving around listening to Howard Stern, Russ Martin. So he gets it. Like, he understands a good radio bit. And the song's good. So, I mean, we just had some fun with it. But Bobby definitely showed up specifically to get that picture.
I got absolutely you, Sammy.
Of the sister.
Yeah.
Have you told her, like, behind the scenes, like, enough? Like,
yeah,
stop.
We're not speaking. We're no longer talking.
She did say, she mentioned, she's like, right after he heard it, he texted me. He's like, no. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your dad wants to be in the next possible song?
Yeah, I mean, if there is one, which I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening in the future.
Well, there would only be one from Bobby if there was return fire from you.
Yeah.
Is this put to bed? Is this done and over?
I think that the problem is by the time we're going to be able to have a clapback song, there's been too much time that's passed.
Yeah.
And I know you know this. I actually do covet my family and spending time with them. And plus also balancing the draft work. I just haven't had time to get in there and make something. I am not nearly as lyrically talented as Bobby is. I know my strengths and weaknesses. That ain't a strength.
Y'all had good lines there. Although if you guys did take forever to clap back, I would definitely have to, as the good job by Aiden putting the photo up on the fan cam of me and Sam.
But Aiden. Screw you, Aiden.
I would definitely have to include a line in there about how y'all are Nico Harrison's talking 2 months after the fact. So
yeah. That's right. All right, Zach, set us up for this draft. How are you feeling about it? Do you have the same level of excitement every single year, even though there's supposed to be good drafts and bad drafts? How are you feeling about this one with round one tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I just love the draft. And if you're going to put as much time and effort into it, like, I think you have to.
Yeah.
And this year's class, I don't think is necessarily as good at the top as we saw last year, which is why I think you have so much unknown right now. I mean, the Schrager mock, you guys were talking about it, craziness. I mean, I don't really think that the Cowboys would be taking Tyler Booker over, like, if Mason Graham's there, they're taking Mason Graham or they're taking Teterow McMillan. They're not passing on one of those two names for Tyler Booker, in my opinion. So I do think it's interesting because I do think Shrake is plugged in. So if he's talking, I'm definitely going to pay attention to that. But I think that's why you have so much unknown. And that's why, like, the only, in my opinion, can't miss prospects, I think Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. I would put Abdul Carter up there. But then after that, it's kind of, I'm confident in Teteroa McMillan. I think Emeka Egbuka is one of the safest players in the entire draft from Ohio State. But this is, it is definitely not nearly as good. Last year, when we were talking about, man, we had five offensive tackles that I think were really, really good that could have been top 10 players.
Yeah, when you, you know, you mentioned there talking about you think Abdul Carter's a can't miss, for instance, and this is a larger question, I guess, for how you approach it. When you're approaching it and you're looking at things, do you just say anything related to off the field or anything that's being talked about in terms of with their character or anything else or their work ethic, I have to remove when I'm talking about what they do? Because Abdul Carter, like, obviously has questions.
Yeah.
And how much you would think, even if you knew those questions were verified, how much would you think I can apply that to whether or not they're going to hit?
Yeah, I think that's the issue that we have, right? And you are a great source for us when we do the draft show because you have a great relationship with a lot of the agents out there and a lot of the scouts. You know, I'm slowly developing some of those, and Brian's able to give us some of that, but I've got to just kind of base it off of what do I see when I just watch the players on the tape. And then if I'm able to get, hey, this is some of the scuttlebutt out there about how they are off the field, the injury red flags, a lot of that we'll probably find out tomorrow. I mean, we'll walk in the day of the draft, all of a sudden, okay, here's a list of red flag guys that have medical issues. So I'm really just taking into account how I see the player on the field. And then if I'm able to gather information outside, then that can come into the evaluation. But I'm just not privy to as much as I think a lot of the other scouts are around the league.
Bobby has McMillan as a top three player in the entire draft. Where is he overall for you?
He's number four for me. So, I mean, I've got Hunter, Carter, Jeanty, and then McMillan's right there. I really do love Tet McMillan, and, you know, and that Schrager Maki had him going to
Tampa, the Bucs. 19.
I comped him to Mike Evans. I mean, he ran a very similar 40 time. You look at the size comparable is there. He is a guy that I think wins down the field, and he's probably getting knocked a little bit too much for not being an explosive athlete. And I get it. Like, the separation's not always there compared to, say, a Matthew Golden or even an Emeka Egbuka or a Luther Burden. But I think he is a really good route runner. He dominates over the middle, which has been a weakness outside of CeeDee Lamb. Nobody else has done that on this team. It's a different body type with a massive catch radius that I think the Cowboys have lacked. And I love Teteroa McMillan. He's smooth. I don't see a whole lot of weaknesses.
Yeah, given the fact that Travis Hunter's probably going to play corner, Or he's going to be split some, I would say. Then if we're just talking about pure receiver prospects, to me, McMillan is easily the best one when the play breaks down. When you get past that 2.5 seconds they always talk about, if you're talking about 2.6 seconds and on, McMillan's the best receiver in the draft by far to me, where he is going to always work back to the ball. He's got great awareness. He's got really good instincts. And he communicates really well with his eyes and works to get open and is in sync with his quarterback. To me, anything that goes past that, those big play capabilities, he's a big factor.
So if y'all have him at 3 and 4 on your boards, give me the other two receivers after that in terms of your first rounder, just overall big board. Is Golden your next?
No, Egbuka is my next.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about him, because I'm starting to hear a little bit more buzz on the Tet level with him. And would Cowboy fans be disappointed if they ended up with him?
I think some Cowboy fans might be, because there's been such a momentum over the last 10 days or so with Matthew Golden. And Golden's a Texas kid, but they shouldn't be. I mean, I like Egbuka more, as I mentioned earlier. I think he's one of the safest players.
More than Golden.
I think the route running's better. He's definitely not as fast, but I think that he is an explosive player. I mean, there are times where you will see Ohio State throw a screen to him. They'll throw an underneath route that he'll end up...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making free for a 50-yard touchdown. I love the size. He did play primarily in the slot this past year, But he is a guy that I think at 6'1", 205, he can play any three of the spots. And his freshman year when he had Jackson Smith and Jigba, now and Jigba was hurt a lot that season, but he had to play on the outside. He's constantly had to be the Robin to whether it was in Jigba, whether it was Marvin Harrison Jr., Jeremiah Smith last year, and he's really been a 1A to their one. But you talk about leadership, you talk about wanting to build a culture. The dude is NFL ready. He's a great person. And the run blocking, I think, is the best in the draft. He is going to do all the dirty work for you. You talk about condensed formations, and you've got a wide receiver that's going to help you out and improve your running game. I think Schottenheimer is going to like that a lot. And I understand maybe that's an eye roll. Oh, I'm not drafting a wide receiver for his blocking. That matters. When we were envious over what the San Francisco 49ers offense was doing when they were kicking the Cowboys' ass in the playoffs, Deebo Samuel's blocking. Brandon Ayuk's blocking. This receiving core is not good. Maybe that's Mingo's best strength.
Mingo's good.
Yeah. Right? And CeeDee Lamb will put effort in there occasionally. But overall, they lack the ability to run block. Igbuka is there. I love the awareness. I think he's got good hands. And the only issue is maybe there's some concentration drops every once in a while. But the body control is there. I love him. I think he's can't miss. And for the Cowboys who have really the last 2 years, you've got question marks about their first round picks. You're not going to have a question mark about Emeka Igbuka.
So him on your board overall and then Golden?
Then it's Golden.
Well, what numbers?
So I've got number one, and I don't have Travis Hunter as a wide receiver. I did put him as a corner. So I've got my top is Tedrone McMillan. Then I've got Emeka Igbuka.
At what number overall?
Overall, he is number 12.
Okay.
And then I've got Matthew Golden at 17.
So 4, 12, and 17. I'm just trying to get... I'm trying to get an idea of the gaps that you have in the wide receivers.
And then Burden at 19.
So, Bobby, you have Tet at 3.
Uh-huh.
And then?
So, I separated out Hunter as a receiver in a corner. So, Hunter as a receiver is 9th for me. And then it's Golden 12, and then Igbuka's 15.
Okay. So, you like Golden more?
Yeah, a little bit. Just because, I mean, the bigger thing with me, Golden's a first-rounder to me. Igbuka isn't. I comped him to Cooper Kupp. That's who he reminds me of. Big slot, like really good at tracking balls down the field, really good at hand fighting and sort of subtle movements in his route to create separation. I like him a lot. There are questions just about, like Zach mentioned, the speed and the twitchiness at times. I mean, he can explode out of his breaks, but he's not particularly twitched up. And so to me, it's like, all right, are there going to be some physical limitations that aren't going to play very well at the NFL? That's just my only reservation that has him the second.
Zach Wolchuk in studio with us for the next 2 hours from the G-Bag Nation. We're going to line up phone calls for Zach and Bobby in the next segment at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. So your top three realistic ideal Cowboys selections, Zach, are who? McMillan, one?
Yeah, Tedrone McMillan would be number one for me. After that, man, I think it would be Emeka Igbuka at 2, personally. And then, I mean, I'm not against taking an offensive lineman. I know there's a lot of Cowboy fan fatigue, it seems like, with offensive line.
No, there should not be.
I agree. I mean,
no.
You can't go wrong with taking line of scrimmage. But just personally, if I'm being selfish, and this is not a player that I think that that's even in the conversation for them, but I'd go Mike Green, the edge out of Marshall. I love Mike Green. You talk about a guy who is twitched up, the length, the bend. He's phenomenal. I mean, had 17 sacks last year, 12 and a half tackles for loss, lives in the opponent's backfield. There's some question marks about him being able to set the edge and stop the run. I don't really have that. I think he's got the body frame to put on weight. But I love Mike Green there, selfishly, but I don't really think he's a realistic option to your
Give point. Us your bottom three that are realistic rumors and possibilities that you see everyone talking about.
Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss.
Hater.
I see...
you said it, hater?
Hater.
I see the traits there. Well, he frustrates me because he's a guy that could just dominate football games, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me. So I can totally understand the thought process drafting him, but it's just... It's a gamble. Are you going to be able to get him to be invested 100%? I don't know. The other one, Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan, scares me with some of the injury stuff. And I do have a question mark about the deep speed. If he can play off and he sees everything in front of him, he's an extremely intelligent player. Closing speed, can break on the football, good hands, But as soon as he's got to turn his back to the quarterback, I do get a little bit nervous. I guess the other one for me, Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. You can't sell me on the production doesn't matter. And I understand the pressures. You can't have 1.5 sack in college every year and be considered a projected stud pass rusher. I'm not buying that.
All right, let's line up the questions, the text messages, all the social, whatever you have for Zach and Bobby with round one tomorrow on this station, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Next.